Fizzy and Bandit, written by Sarah Crossan, illustrated by Nicola Colton, published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. It was very early. The house was quiet. Fizzy Pop stretched and yawned. Mum was still asleep, and Fizzy knew better than to wake her up too early on a Saturday morning. Mum would grumble and beg to be left alone. "I'm exhausted, Fizzy," she'd say. Fizzy reached into a drawer in her bedside cabinet, where she found a slightly furry red jelly baby. "Yummy!" she said, biting off the head and having a good chew. Then she opened a book. It was full of baby animals, kittens and chicks, and best of all, puppies. "If I had a dog, I wouldn't be so bored all the time," Fizzy thought to herself. But Mum had told her countless times that it was impossible. Who would feed it and walk it and clear up its stinky mess? They couldn't have one. No. Still, it didn't stop Fizzy from hoping. She grabbed some crayons and a notebook and started to draw a picture of her perfect pet. It was a golden dog with a black nose and very curly hair. Chapter 2. By the time Mum finally got out of bed, Fizzy was already dressed in a pirate costume and an orange tutu. While Mum made eggs and sausages, Fizzy's favourite Saturday morning breakfast, Fizzy skipped into the garden.
"Breakfast will be ready in 10 minutes, Mum called out.
"I won't be long," Fizzy said. She had already eaten about 50 chewy sweets, which she'd found hidden in various places around the house, so she wasn't hungry, but she didn't tell Mum that. There was a hole in the garden fence, which was big enough for Fizzy Pop to fit through if she crouched low. She crawled through into the next door neighbour's garden.
"Fizzy, hello," said Mrs. Crumbleboom, her neighbour, an elderly lady who liked baking and playing the drums. "Would you like a scone?"
"No thanks, Mrs. Crumbleboom. Mum is cooking."
"Ah, okay then," Mrs. Crumbleboom said. And suddenly, she barked. Woof! Just like that.
"Did you say something?" Fizzy said.
Mrs. Crumbleboom barked again. Woof! Fizzy wondered whether to get Mum, or maybe a doctor, or a vet. But just before she ran for help, something astonishing happened. A golden dog with a black nose and very curly hair came hurtling out of Mrs. Crumbleboom's kitchen, jumped up on Fizzy, and began licking her face. Chapter 3.
"Get down, Bandit," Mrs. Crumbleboom shouted at the dog.
She waved her hands, but Bandit didn't seem to care and went on furiously licking Fizzy, who had fallen to the ground in a fit of giggles.
"What a handful," Mrs. Crumbleboom said. "He won't behave, you know."
"Where did he come from?" Fizzy asked, sitting up and petting the dog.
She was sure she must have brought him to life through her picture.
"My brother has gone to live in Spain and wasn't able to take poor Bandit, so I said I'd keep him."
Mrs. Crumbleboom shook her head.
"He's lovely. It's just a lot of work."
Fizzy had an idea and smiled.
Yes, I suppose it will be such hard work for you, caring for him all by yourself.
The dog had run up the garden now and was peeing on Mrs. Crumbleboom's herbs.
Oh dear, Mrs. Crumbleboom sighed.
Chapter 4.
And I suppose you'll have to stop baking, Fizzy said.
The dog was now chewing Mrs. Crumbleboom's gnome.
Yes,
said Mrs. Crumbleboom sadly. Fizzy Pop should have tried to comfort her neighbour, but instead she continued.
And I suppose you'll have to give up drumming and devote yourself to picking up dog poo. A dog makes a lot of poo, you know.
As if he were listening, Bandit suddenly squatted and did what dogs do.
My garden!
Cried Mrs. Crumbleboom, flopping into a garden chair and staring at Bandit with a worried expression.
What you need is someone to take that dog off your hands. And that person is me!
Fizzy pointed at herself, a pirate in an orange tutu.
Oh no, said Mrs. Crumbleboom. Your mum would never allow it.
Fizzy got into trouble quite a lot, but she was not usually a fibber. However, she made an exception this once.
Mum loves dogs, she said. She told me this morning that we need a guard dog, you know, to growl at strangers.
Really? Said Mrs. Crumbleboom.
Fizzy stood up tall.
Come here, Bandit,
she called in a firm voice. As soon as she'd said it, Bandit stopped snuffling in the bushes and came straight to Fizzy. He sat next to her and looked up admiringly.
Give me a paw, she said.
And Bandit did.
I'm excellent with animals, Fizzy explained to Mrs. Crumbleboom.
She was surprised herself at just how excellent she seemed to be.
You are,
Mrs. Crumbleboom said.
So I can have him?
Fizzy asked.
Yes, please, said Mrs. Crumbleboom.
Chapter 5. The first problem was how Fizzy was going to get Bandit into the house without Mum noticing. Luckily, Bandit was a small dog, and even luckier, Mum had burned the sausages. The kitchen was filled with smoke, so she was busily waving a tea towel in the air. Fizzy picked up Bandit, crept through the kitchen, and dashed upstairs to her bedroom. Bandit barked, but Fizzy Pop shook her head.
You must be quiet, she said. If you're naughty, Mum will find you and send you away.
Breakfast in 5 minutes,
Mum called up the stairs.
Right, you hide under there, Fizzy said, pointing to her bed.
Bandit wagged his tail happily, but didn't move, so Fizzy had to push him. He peered out. He barked again. And out he came. At that moment, Fizzy heard Mum's footsteps on the stairs.
Oh no!
Fizzy said, and in one swift movement, she threw her duvet over Bandit and stood firmly between him and the doorway. Didn't you hear me calling? Mum asked. Fizzy stared at her.
Yes.
Mum sniffed the air and grimaced. What's that smell? She asked. Have you been eating cabbage? Fizzy wriggled from one foot to the other trying to make sure Bandit was hidden behind her.
"No," she said.
And then quickly said, "I mean, yes, that's what the smell is. Sorry." She tried to look embarrassed. "Why are you squirming like that?" Mum continued. "Do you need the loo?"
"No," Fizzy said. "I mean, yes."
She really wasn't very good at lying. "Well, go to the loo, then straight down to breakfast. And afterwards, let's air this room and tidy up a bit." With that, Mum turned around and clomped downstairs. Fizzy pulled off the duvet. Bandit grinned.
"I'll have to find a better hiding place," Fizzy said.
Chapter 6. Fizzy Pop opened her school bag and put Bandit into it, next to her pencil case. She zipped it up, leaving a gap for his head, and put him carefully into her wardrobe, feeling pleased with herself.
"Mum won't look in there," she said.
She closed the door and was about to leave, but heard Bandit whining. Was he scared of the dark?
"Oh, I can't leave him there," Fizzy said aloud.
But before she could open the wardrobe, Bandit had nudged the door open with his wet nose. He tumbled out into the room and lay on the carpet panting. Then he barked loudly. He seemed to really like barking, but at least he didn't look too upset with her. Fizzy needed a better idea. Even if she could persuade Bandit to stay in the wardrobe, how would she stop him from making a noise? She couldn't exactly drag the television upstairs and turn it on to muffle the sound. Mum would definitely notice. So Fizzy went into the bathroom and looked around. Finally, she put Bandit into the laundry basket and covered him with dirty tights and t-shirts.
"Stay," she whispered.
But he obviously wasn't fond of smelly clothes and jiggled himself free. Fizzy huffed.
"Bandit," she pleaded,
picking him up and popping him into the bath. She covered him in a towel, but he shook it off. And then he did the same thing with a bath mat and a blanket from her bedroom and a coat and a whole toilet roll.
"Okay, okay," Fizzy said. "But where can I hide you?"
She looked at the toilet.
"Should I?"
she asked herself. She looked at Bandit. He was very small. He probably couldn't swim. And if he somehow got flushed into the sewers by mistake, that would be awful.
"Better not," she said.
She picked up Bandit and carried him into Mum's bedroom.
"There,"
she said, sitting Bandit on the bed with an old slipper to chew.
"Try to sleep. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Don't pee on anything."
"Fizzy Pop, if you aren't down these stairs in 3 seconds,"
Mum hollered.
"Coming!"
Fizzy shouted, and she tiptoed out of Mum's bedroom. Chapter 7. Breakfast went on forever. Mum kept piling Fizzy's plate with overcooked eggs and charred sausages, and then started nagging her about her spellings for Monday. Fizzy heard a bang from upstairs and began to swing her legs nervously.
"Can I leave the table?" she asked politely.
Just then, she heard a whine. Next, it would be a howl and a bark.
"Please, Mum."
"I was thinking," Mum said, ignoring her question. "Should we get a pet? With the summer coming, it might be nice."
"What?"
asked Fizzy, completely confused. Her mother hated animals. She liked things tidy. She didn't like poo.
A pet, Mum repeated. You know, an animal you keep at home.
Might be good company. And I know you've been wanting one for ages.
I know what a pet is, Mum, Fizzy said, and grinned. Thing is,
she began, ready to tell Mum all about Mrs. Crumbleboom and Bandit. Suddenly, from upstairs, she heard the unmistakable sound of a toilet flushing.
Ah!
Fizzy Pop screamed. It was so loud, Mum almost toppled off her chair.
What is it?
Mum screamed back. Fizzy jumped up and ran.
It's Bandit! I think he's flushed himself down the toilet!
She took the stairs two at a time. She hurtled into the bathroom, and there, by the toilet bowl, was Bandit. Completely soaked, but totally alive, his long tongue licking the toilet seat. Fizzy ran to him and hugged him tightly.
Thank goodness you're all right, she said. I'm so sorry I tried to hide you.
Mum was behind her.
Fizzy,
she said. I'm guessing you have something to tell me. Fizzy looked up at Mum, a cheeky smile on her face.
Look how quickly I found us a pet, she said. His name is Bandit. And it's okay. You don't have to thank me. You're very, very welcome.